The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 39 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, coming straight from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. We've got a big night that the Spurs took care of business in last night. The magic number, 1336. Greg Popovich is now the all-time winningest regular season coach in NBA history. A big achievement for Greg Popovich, passing Mr. Don Nelson in the record, who actually originally hired Mr. Popovich. So that was a big night for the Spurs, big night for Greg Popovich. Drew, what are your thoughts about last night?
Yeah, it was a great dub. 40 points in the fourth quarter, which really got us that dub to let Greg Popovich take the record. The players were so happy for him, and we just had a great dub to get Greg Popovich the record.
Yeah, and there were contributions by a lot of guys, but before we get into the players, we're going to talk about Pop for a second, because sometimes, you know, we get focused on the players and their success stories and growth throughout the season, but one of the things David Robinson was talking about with Greg Popovich was how just a great person he is, just a genuine good person, but that he's been able to adjust and adapt, where some of the early Spurs teams might have been big-time offensive threats to where they turned into a grinded-out defensive team. And now he's adjusted to this new breed of NBA player and rebuild and done it gracefully. And I think as a San Antonio Spurs organization and fans, and I think it's important to notice what we have right in front of us. We're seeing greatness in front of our eyes. I know this season it's kind of, you know, different because of just being a rebuild, but even still, a rebuild under a lesser man might put us down at the very, we might have the number one draft pick. So, he's been able to guide this ship, and Popovich has really done a good job. And in Greg Popovich's typical fashion, he was quoted as saying, "All of us share in this record. It's not mine, it's ours here in the city." And I think that's emblematic of Greg Popovich as far as him being a very selfless man. And so it was a great win for the Spurs last night. We'll get into some of the players and their individual performances last night. But there were outstanding contributions from a lot of the players. We ended up having six players in double figures, and one that had 8 points, so just out of it. So a good team win. Drew, what are your thoughts about last night?
Yeah, I was very proud of our team, very proud of Greg Popovich. And six players in double figures, that is amazing. We need to keep on doing that to get a play-in push.
Yeah, and now we're looking at the play-in picture. We're one game out of the play-in, ladies and gentlemen, with the Indiana Pacers coming into town tonight. Very winnable game for the Spurs. So a lot's happening. We've now fallen to eighth in the draft pick standings, but closer to the play-in standings. Well, with the growth of this team, I think a play-in game might be fun. I think draft picks could be fun. It'll be a lot left to see as we navigate our way to the final 15 games of the 2022 NBA season. Let's get to the segment of our show called the Top Two, Bottom Two. Drew, start us off. Who are your top two?
All right, so my first top two, I've got DeJounte Murray. He scored 27 points. He had four rebounds. He had four assists, nine rebounds. He shot 9 of 23 from the field. A little inefficient, but he was great in the fourth quarter. And he was showing his defense. He had five steals. My second top two, I've got Jakob Poeltl. He was great in the fourth quarter. He scored 15 points, 11 rebounds, and shot 6 of 11 and had two blocks on the night. Very proud of those two.
Yeah, and you brought up something when you were talking about DeJounte about his great fourth quarter. A key note for this game was the Spurs outscored the Utah Jazz 40-28 in the fourth quarter. And I think that's pretty amazing. And for a team of the caliber of the Jazz, we're talking, they're a 41-25 record. Spurs are kind of the flip of that, a 26-41 record. So that fourth quarter was big, and those contributions from those guys were big as well. For my top two, I had DeJounte Murray as well, just because he was the guiding force and sometimes just willing the team to victory. And so the last night, that was big for him. My other one was a little different. It was off the bench. But I've been waiting for a game like this from Zach Collins in a while. He's my other of my top two. Zach Collins had 15 points and 5 rebounds. He hit 2 threes, and they were at pivotal times in the game just to bring the Spurs back into it. And I thought that was a great performance for him off the bench. I've talked about his turnovers previously. He only had one last night, which is awesome, and it's improvement. But he also had some good passes. He had 3 assists as well. So Zach Collins was my other of the top two. Drew, I'm going to let you cover the bottom two since we both have the same two guys.
All right, so my first bottom two, I've got Lonnie Walker. He scored 11 points, had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, but he shot 2 of 10 from the field and 1 of 6 from the three-point line in 29 minutes. That's what got him on my bottom two. My second bottom two, I've got Devin Vassell. He scored 8 points and 7 rebounds, but he shot 1 of 4 from the three-point line and 3 of 7 from the field in 27 minutes. So those two guys, they didn't have horrible nights, but I think they were our bottom twos for tonight.
Yeah, for sure. They were combined 2 of 10 from three-point land, combined 5 of 17 from the field. But you know, they're young and learning, and they're getting better. I was proud of them for grinding through that. And Vassell ended up with 7 rebounds, which is also a pretty solid stat, but you're right. For the shooting, that's where they are. All right, we're going to move on to our question of the day. The question of the day, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. Today's question of the day comes from Daniel in Lavernia, Texas. Daniel asks, "It was awesome to see Greg Popovich get the record tonight. How many more seasons do you guys think he has?" Drew, I'll let you start off with that one.
All right, that's a great question. I've been thinking about this one a lot. I've changed it a lot. I really think Greg Popovich probably has about 3 to 4 more years as a San Antonio Spurs coach. I think he still loves coaching, and I think he's going to do it for about 3 or 4 more years and have fun, maybe make a playoff push in like 3 years.
Yeah. Okay, so Drew, you got 3 or 4 years. I've also put a lot of thought into this. And actually, recently, I started looking at, he's the most tenured coach in all of the professional sports leagues. 26 years with the San Antonio Spurs. That's more than any NBA coach, any Major League Baseball coach, and any NFL football head coach. So, you know, you're seeing something that's pretty remarkable. Well, then, simultaneously, as I'm thinking about this earlier in the week, I started looking at older coaches and how long they've gone. Well, I found Joe Paterno with Penn State. Do you know how old Joe Paterno was when he retired, Drew?
I think he was about 75.
No, sir. He was 84 years old. And so after doing some research into it and then looking at Popovich's general health and demeanor, honestly, this year, with this rebuild, it's been kind of interesting, but he seems to be having more fun than ever. It seems like there was a moment last night where it was after DeJounte hit that almost half court shot at the buzzer, which was pretty remarkable and big. And he was over there and you could tell he was like giving DeJounte a sarcastic hard time and they were both kind of laughing. Anyway, so after a lot of thought into it and after researching other long-time coaches, and just as time evolves and human lifespans get longer, I'm going to say Popovich, I've got him going till 80, which would mean 7 more years. He's 73 now, so 7 more years. And that sounds pretty remarkable and almost unprecedented. But like I said, I did my research, and I think he can do it. And I think he started this rebuild. I think we're going to get three great draft picks next year, and I think he's going to continue this rebuild, and I think he's going to be the guiding hand that'll be back when the Spurs are back in the playoff picture big time and at the top of the standing. So we've got a legend here, coaching legend, Greg Popovich. We're thankful for all that he's brought to the San Antonio Spurs and this organization. Obviously, six NBA finals and five championships in those 6 years and part of this rebuild. And prior to that, many consecutive deep playoff runs. So thanks, Pop. All right, we're going to move on to the segment of our show called This Day in Spurs History. I dialed back 30 years on this one. It was really intriguing for me because 30 years ago, I was just a young kid, but I remember these games really well. The game I picked was March 11th, 1992, and that's where the Houston Rockets came into San Antonio to play the Spurs. Those teams were both at the top of the standings, both with great records. The Spurs were 39 and 24 after this game, and the Rockets were 34 and 30. The Spurs won 104 to 98. They were led by TC Terry Cummings, who had 31 points and 11 rebounds. David Robinson also had 15 points, 10 rebounds. Hot Rod Strickland had 19 points. And a name, if you watch the Spurs games on TV, that you'll recognize, that was a smooth operator, and he is a great announcer. Mr. Sean Elliott chipped in with 11 points. He was awesome. You know, that was back in 92. The Spurs were really good. And Trent Tucker also chipped in with 10 points in that game. But that was a fun time for the Spurs. That was on the rise. That was as young David Robinson was getting better and better with every game. That was in a big transition time for the organization. And 30 years ago, your San Antonio Spurs got the win over the Rockets. Now, I bring this one up because I know I've talked to Drew about this, but mark my words, here in 5 years, Spurs, Rockets will be at the top of it again, and they'll be battling each other with a lot of young, hotshot talent. So that's this day in Spurs history. All right, we've got the preview of the upcoming game. Drew, tell us about the upcoming opponent for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, we're going to face the Indiana Pacers tonight at 7 p.m. The Pacers are 22 and 45, and they have a couple players out. They have T.J. Warren, who's out, T.J. McConnell, who's out, and Miles Turner, who's out. But they have a couple of good players. They have Tyrese Halliburton, who's averaging 19 points and 9 assists as a Pacer. Buddy Hield, who's averaging 19 points and 5 rebounds and 5 assists as a Pacer. Malcolm Brogdon, who's averaging 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. And Chris Duarte, who's averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds, 2 assists. They're also rebuilding just like the Spurs, so I think this game will be pretty tight.
Okay, so who's your player to go off and what's your prediction?
So my player to go off is I'm actually going to go for a guy that wouldn't be mentioned for our top two a lot. I mean, my player to go off. But my player to go off is going to be Josh Richardson. He's been playing very good lately, coming off the bench and sometimes starting. So I think Josh Richardson is going to be my player to go off. And my prediction for this game is I've got the San Antonio Spurs winning this game by 6 points, beating the Pacers tonight.
Okay. So it's a back-to-back game. You got the Spurs winning by 6. I like the Josh Richardson player to go off. I did find out something this morning just because I have him on one of my fantasy teams, but Malcolm Brogdon is going to be out tonight as well because he has a concussion. So he's in the concussion protocols. So that's another solid piece for them. I've got the Spurs winning by 10. I'm going to give a Drew what he's been doing with the previous ones. My prediction is 110 to 100. I'm giving the exact score on this one. My player to go off, Drew took I like the Josh Richardson pick. I went with the ultimate safe player to go off for this one because he's hot. And I think tonight, by him going off, I'm calling it right now, DeJounte Murray is going to have over 30 points tonight. 30 points. I'm calling for it. I think he's going to have a great game. I don't know what the rebounds or the assists are, but I'm saying 30-plus. He's my player to go off. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. Great night for the Spurs. Great night for Greg Popovich. And guess what? We're inching closer to that play-in game. A win tonight against the Pacers could really do it. So hopefully the Spurs can pull one out. Thanks for joining us. Drew, can you take us home, please, sir?
Yes, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And as always, go Spurs, go!